Blog Talk Radio.
Common meme with the fat girl that's not that good looking, laid up with this dude, and it's like, yo, that tax return, it's tax time, baby. You can always tell when it's tax time in the hood, because you see some bum ass dude laid up with the fat ugly joint or whatever, and all for the purpose of getting that tax money. He can get somewhere between 3 and 7,000. That sounds like the going rate. He might not get the whole check, but he's definitely going to share the whole check with her. And that's the only reason that he's there. Where do these people come from? Where they come from? The craziest part about it is when you know these people, like the male and the female, they've broken up. I don't know. They've been broken up somewhere between 5 and 7 months out of the year. They start coming around, creeping around right after the new year. January, February. They might plant themselves in your heart right around Valentine's Day. Sounds good, right? You know, you want to look good for Valentine's Day. You want to be able to look good on social media with them pictures, you know. You know how important it is for certain people to show they little chocolates, they little candies, they little vacations, they little getaways, they little weekend at the end of the dove or whatever they do at Valentine's Day. You know how important that is to a lot of people. Well, here you got it. Here you have it. But you paid for it. Because you just got that rapid refund from who? H&R Block who? Jackson Hewitt who? Liberty Texas who? Yeah. You pay for that. Feel good about it. I hope you do. If these were just memes, or if we were talking about it, this is the crazy part about it. If we were just talking about making sure that people be careful not to flash their money or expose their gifts around Christmas time, because, you know, a lot of people get robbed around Christmas time. You know, everybody don't go for the birth of Christ and the holy month and all that kind of stuff. Not everybody goes for that. So if we were talking about a safety issue, a security issue, my conversation would be a lot different. But what we're talking about is matters of the heart. You're going to have your heart stolen for a couple of months, moving somebody into your place and into your heart. And they're only there to try to get this money that they know that you're getting from your job. Now, you got kids. You got kids, three or four children. And that's why you're getting so much money. The crazy part about this whole tax thing is people be getting more money back for their tax returns than they really make. Like, how are you only making $30,000 a year and you getting back $8,000 to $10,000? You don't pay that much in taxes. I don't know. It's set up for it to happen. It's good money if you can get it, right? Don't hate. And I'm not going to hate. I'm going to stand by and watch the whole parade. I know I ain't getting no money like that. And so when you watch this whole situation, it means a lot of different things to you when you see it's your sister or your brother. God forbid it's your mom or your dad, but it's got to be somebody's mom and dad, right? But it's different when you see your older, you know, your great uncle or your favorite aunt or somebody like that, and they lonely. They're lonely, but they don't be lonely somewhere between February and May. Yeah, they laid up, stayed up, and prayed up around that time, right? Mm-hmm. All so they can get their hands on this money. We going to get this money, baby. So, yeah, it's a crazy thing, but this thing is real. I'm not talking about something that doesn't happen. I'm talking about something that actually happens. Something that actually happens. These are actual facts we talking about, baby. These are actual facts. So what y'all know? What y'all know? My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, max and chill, and Carol Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. And also T. Carey Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your site. And Barbara Hill, she say, what's going on, Bobby? Thanks for coming on through. Appreciate me. What some you? So, yeah. That's what we're talking about today. You know, when those tax return stories ain't funny no more. Yeah, they ain't funny when they come to visit you. They ain't funny when they have an impact on your heart. They ain't funny when they're talking about somebody that you know. They ain't funny when you know there's a hint, a sprinkle, or a whole package of truth in those memes. Yeah, it's different. Very, very different. So what the guan, man? What the guan now? The most demoralizing thing about this whole situation, the most upsetting thing about, excuse me, I got a cold, y'all. I don't know where I got this shit, but I've been fighting this thing since yesterday. You know how when the cold first starts to kick in? And you be like, no, this can't be right. This can't be life. It's not really a cold when you know damn well you know your body. You know your body. I know mine. And mine be like, yeah, it's that time, dog. Yeah, we's here. We's here. You ain't been eating right, living right, acting right. So we gonna give you this little illness to slow you down for a minute. So that's what we working with. So hopefully in the next 24 hours I get on the upswing. You know, if I was getting a big tax return soon, I know that you know, things would be different right now. But you know, we got to roll with the punches. But you know, this situation is definitely real. It's definitely real for the people that is definitely real too. So yeah, when it's your brother, when it's your sister, when it might even be your ex who you still have affection and feelings for. And that's tough. Look, everybody hasn't cleanly broken off with their ex. Some people exes were good people. Sometimes it was you that couldn't get it together. Sometimes it's you that's the reason that y'all not together. You know that somebody was good, but they weren't good for you. So things played out the way that they played out for you. But you know how it is when you don't want your ex to be in a bad spot. And you know how giving they were. You may have been the type. If you're the type like me, you were probably the type that was like, no, I'm not taking your money. One thing no woman can ever say about me personally is that I took your cash. Like maybe some petty cash, like you know, if I was down like $20, $40, maybe $50. But there ain't a woman on this earth that can say, well, yeah, I paid his bills. I took care of him. I took him in. I made sure. No, you didn't. Not even close. I don't care how down I was. I'm like, I know the science on that. You know what I mean? Like, we not playing them kind of games. Plus, I don't think it's possible for me to be that far down. I got people. I got people. But anyway, but for those who have been in that spot and taken advantage of people, for those who have had to watch somebody that they cared about, somebody that they love, somebody that was in their heart, whether it was your ex, whether it was, you know, whoever, you know what I mean? You see like, you know, keeping it on your ex that you might still, you know, be friends with or whatever. You know, you're like, damn, I know whoever gets him or her next is going to be taken care of because they bout that life. So you see them being taken advantage of time after time. And you see it because you might have decided that you weren't going to be that one to take advantage of them. But they found somebody that would, and they always do, don't they? So some of us might even blame the victim. Like, look, that's what you get. You always flashing your money around. You always offering people your money. You always buying people off. You buy your love. You buy your friendships. You buy your partnerships. Everything you pay for. You buy. We talking about tax time, baby. We talking about money that you have worked for the entire year. That somebody is sniffing you out like a dead body to a vulture. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. Carol says, that's why the IRS stopped people from claiming children that weren't theirs. Yeah, that's part of the reason. Shoot, at least the people that I know that was claiming children that weren't theirs were people who either didn't have any children or didn't have enough children to put on their taxes so they would get more money. But imagine claiming more children just so you can give more money away to somebody who is only laying up with you, only giving you those orgasmic screams and moans and the wet side of the bed, the wet spot on the bed, so they can, you know what I mean, like, yo, The check come yet? Did you get the rapid refund? When we going to get it, TurboTax? You ain't got to go. Look, I do your taxes for you. We know all know people that that do taxes. You know, everybody becomes a tax expert around this time. But you know how black people are. You know what I mean? I don't know. Most black people that I know, they don't really want nobody knowing how much money they make. You know, that's why people be coming around. You know, you see people online talking about, yo, I can do your taxes for cheap. You know what I mean? I can do them really well. I used to work for this. I used to, you know, like, you know, you, it'd be better to give it to the black man, black woman, you know, keep the money in the community and all that old shit. Yeah, they be talking all of that. I mean, you be like, the only people that's going to see how much money I really make are the people that I don't see no more till the next year. I don't care if somebody that I don't know knows how much money I make. I'll be damned if I'm letting any of my coworkers know how much I make. I'll be damned if I let my neighbor know how much I really make. Some of y'all won't even let y'all spouse know how much y'all really make. I ain't mad at you, though. That's your business. That's your business. Your salary, your real salary, and your deduction is all your business. But it's just amazing to me that you'll share that business with somebody that you ain't laid up with in somewhere between 5 and 7 months, maybe even a couple of years ago. But here they come. Here they come, you know, Humpty Dumpty and snuffle up against and around tax time. Oh, hey, bird. Hey, looking good there. You know, I've really been thinking about you lately. Now, we all remember hearing stories from the old heads that would talk about how we would hear the men talk about the women that only came around on payday. You know, we all heard those stories. We all heard the grown-ups talking about some man who was getting used, you know? His girl only come around on payday. He can't find no other day of the week, but he knows that when he gets paid, she going to be right back there with her hand out and her legs open. 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 She might open her mouth too. And she ain't even talking that crazy stuff that she do about you. Her hands out and her legs open. Hands out and her legs open. Hands out and her legs open. It's going to be a good time. You already know you done paid the cost to be the boss, nigga. You already know. Thing about these women. These women giving away their whole tax return checks to a nigga that probably ain't even making them come. Yeah, he jump in the bed with you. But like Seeley told Shug Avery, he just jump on top of me and do his business. He just jump on top of her and do his business. So you gave $5,000 to a nigga that just jump on top of you and do his business? One pump, two pump, three pump. Ah, give me the money. Ah, it's my one pump, two pump, three pump. Ah, give me the money. It's my one pump, two pump, three pump. Ah, yeah, it's give me the money. One pump, two pump, three pump. Ah, it's mine. Give me the money. One pump, two pump, three pump. Ah, it's mine. Give me the money. One pump, two pump, three pump. Ah, it's mine. Give me the money. One pump, two pump, three pump. Ah, it's mine. Give me the money. One pump, two pump, three pump. Oh, it's mine. Give me the money. Ah, give me the money. You mean them? You ain't gonna tell me that you can't get three pumps and a nut that ain't yours for less than $5,000. You're gonna tell me. I don't care what nobody say. Ain't no chick that ugly. Shoot. What happened to the theory that ugly chicks always got the good power you? What happened to that? Whatever happened to that? No, this ain't ginger tea. You know, this is red clover and dandelion root with some raw honey in it. No, I haven't actually, Carol. I haven't had our ginger tea in maybe a year. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show on this Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday. Throwback Thursday. And we are talking about when those tax return stories ain't funny no more. They ain't funny no more because it's you. It's you or you and yours. Somebody is just coming around you. You know, like... You know how cats act. You know how a lot of people don't like cats because cats, well, they're not shy about asking for what they want. They want food. They're going to go right towards, they're going to walk you right over to where the food is. You know what I mean? Be rubbing up against your leg, let you pet them and all of that kind of stuff because they want what they want. Like, yeah, all that petting and all that affection. I'm an affectionate animal. I'm not totally opportunistic, but listen, I'm also an animal that has to eat every day. And you got the candy. Shoot, I don't care how full. Look, Crystal's bowl is never empty, but she will jump right up on that. That coffee, that it's not a coffee table. The part, the little table where you put the lamp at. You put the lamp on the little table. Anyway, end tables, whatever you call it. They normally at the end of the couch. She will get right up there and be like, yo. It's like her perch. Like, you know what it is. You know what I'm up here for. I don't have to get all the way up here so you can pet me. You know what it is. This is a ritual. I get up here. You acknowledge me. You go in that little door. You open up that little door and take out that bag and give me them treats. I try to get you to do it for me about three times a day. You only do it once. I don't know why you're so stubborn. But we have human beings that are like that. They are doing it the same way. Coming up to you, nuzzling up next to you, telling you good things that they know that you want or need to hear. And it's also, they can get that money from you that they know that you're going to get around tax time. I mean, you're working anyway. So until, even before you get your taxes, they know that you're going to break them off a little something because that's the type of person that you are. You're not going to be with somebody. You'll be with somebody that's broke, but you won't let them be broke around you because you're going to help out. You're going to look out for the cookout. You good peoples. You are good peoples, and they know it. They are bad peoples, but you don't seem to recognize that. You know who does recognize it, though? Your peoples, your best friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. You coming in there, you coming to work, that little bounce in your step, you know what I mean? Damn near skipping to work. I got my man back. I got my girl back. She's here for me. I got my girl. She's here for me. got my girl, she's here for me. Yes, yes, I got my baby back. I got my baby back. Got my baby back. I 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 got my baby back. Got my baby back. Got my baby back. I got my baby back. I got my baby back. I got my bitch. Yeah. That's how you are for about a month or two. About a month or two before she get ghost on your ass. Somewhere around Memorial Day. You know, that money be gone. That money be gone around Memorial Day. The time to file your taxes. It's supposed to be April 15th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Around April 15th. So shortly after that. Because, you know, people be filing for their taxes. Some people about to get their money back right now. They done got their W-2s. They done already did what they had to do. Know how to do their own taxes. TurboTax. And those other tax programs, those other tax return programs that you can use online or whatever. Go ahead and get your money. Get your money, baby. Carol says, dumb, dumb, dumb. I feel you in the same way. We have to get you some, and soon, I promise. Good looking out, Mom. Appreciate that. Surely, the world's most precious and the most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Shirley Cheryl? Thanks for coming on through, y'all. So, yeah. So, we're talking about when those tax return stories ain't funny no more. Some of y'all listening to these stories, y'all like, I can't believe when I was young, I fell for this mess. I can't believe I fell for this mess. I can't believe I fell for this mess. Year after year, year after year, my first baby father. Year after year, after year, after year, my second baby mama. I used to fall for it. Used to fall for it. Used to go for it every year. I figured this year won't be like the last year, but yeah. She did it again. He did it again. I'm surprised I didn't bring a friend. Speaking of friend, my friend tried to tell me I wasn't trying to hear it. I thought that they was jelly. Yeah, jealous. J-E-A-L-O-U-S. Yeah, that mess that I was tied in year after year. I did the shit for like 4 years straight. Yeah. It's disgusting, baby. It's nasty, baby. But it happened, baby. That's why I'm rapping, baby. I'm trying to put you onto this life. I knew a girl. I remember years ago. This was about, surprisingly enough, this was about 10 years ago. This young girl, she was around 24, 25 at the time. She had one daughter. She lived around my mom's way. And, you know, my mom is one of those women from around the way that young girls be gravitating towards, you know, like, oh, Miss Rose. Hey, Miss Rose. You know, they look at her like a mother figure. So the young girl, you know, she had her own apartment and all that kind of stuff. She lived around the way. And she had this child, but I don't think that the dude that she was, excuse me, I don't think the dude that she was with was her baby father. He wasn't the father of the daughter, but he was coming through or whatever. He kind of lived there, but then again, he didn't. And I remember when he moved out of there. And right around tax time, this was when we were first, you know, getting to know the girl. Right around tax time, he started coming back around again. Wanted to move in with her for a little while. And the crazy part about it is she knew the science of it. He coming back around because it's tax time and he wanted that money. She knew it. Now, it's a crazy thing when you know the science and you still feed into it. when you know the science and you still feed into it. The crazy thing about that girl that I remember at the time was before she would get her hair done, she was regular degular. Like, it wasn't nothing going on about her. I swear to God, this girl had some of the longest, prettiest, hidden hair that I've ever seen. She go get her hair done. We'd be like, what in the Maury makeover? You didn't want me then, so you can't have me now. It's going, I swear to God, the transformation was crazy. No weave, no wig, no extensions, none of that. It was a straight hair. I swear she was, when I say regular, degular, at the time, I was about 42, 43. So I'm looking at this little this young girl, 24, 25. And I'm thinking, like, back then, I wouldn't, there's no way I would holler at her. But when she got her hair done, it was like, to this day, it's like nothing I've ever seen before. Like nothing I've ever seen before. So around tax time, of course, she started getting the hair done a little bit more because she had a couple of dollars. But he'd come through and scoop it. And he would tell her that he needed the whole thing. And she would say things like to my mom, because my mom would be like, yo, girl, don't give that, you don't give no man. First of all, you don't give no man no money. That's number one. And you definitely don't give him all your money that you've worked for. Because she ain't had no really good job. She worked at the WIC office. Now, I don't know if y'all have anybody that works in the welfare office, WIC office, or whatever, whatever. But you know WIC is a form of welfare. And she was damn near on it. You understand what I'm saying? So, that money that she got at tax time was a large percentage of her annual income. She wasn't making no money over there. She made just about enough money to be able to pay her rent. You know, take care of her daughter, just about. But that tax money that she got was key. That thing was necessary. And he coming through. Now, I don't even know how you can, I don't know how you can take advantage of a woman like that. I'm not going front. I don't know. You got to be a special kind of no good nigga to victimize a woman to victimize a single mom that you know ain't making no money. He got a car. She ain't got no car. You know why she ain't got no car? Because she can't afford it. But she could afford it. She could have afforded a little car if she had just, you know, took some of that tax money. But he came through and she would give him the lion's share of that money year after year. That went on for about 3 years. I was just shaking my head. Man. Eventually, the girl moved, and she got with this other dude, and he really represented for her. I guess she started getting that hair done on a regular basis. Because when I tell y'all that the transformation that she used to go through when she got her hair done was like nothing I ever saw before. I'm talking about, like, from the ugly duckling to the swan. She wasn't an ugly girl. But it's like a Cinderella story. From rags to riches. I'm talking glass slipper when she got her hair done. I'm like, did you get butt pads and breast implants too? I swear they used to all come together. And she wasn't no sexy dressing type of, I ain't understand. I haven't seen anything or known anything like that since. Or before, because like I said, no weave. So you just get that thing pressed. And it was like, yo, my young boy needs to come holler at this. Yo, but on her off days, it was like, nah, young boy, chill. Let me stay with your baby mom. Oh, she got a head. Yo, you and your baby mom had, you need to holler. She is, Never mind. Work it out with your baby mom. Pay your child support, nigga. Stacey White, what's going on? Good to see me some of you. When those tax return stories ain't funny no more. They ain't funny no more when you are a part of that story. When those memes online, on social media, are describing something that you have actually been through. Now you feeling all victimized. I understand. I do. I get it. I totally understand. And it's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Thank you. We're going to get it worked out, baby. But these are the things that we have to deal with. So what do y'all know? Like I said, man, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. So let's rock. What are we talking about? Who y'all know? Who do y'all know who has been through this? Have you ever had to coach somebody through this situation? Have you ever had to advise? You know, this is one of those situations where minding your business might not be an option. You know how it is. You probably are the type, if you're anything like me, you're the type of person that stays out of people's relationship business. Like, you can come to me and ask me about certain things, but you can best believe I won't be sticking my nose in your business, asking what happened with this and that and here and there and all that. I don't do it. I've learned the hard way over the years. You stay over here. I see your baby mom. I see your husband. I see your spouse, whatever. And Red Lobster, you know, kicking it with somebody else. Ain't going to hear from me. You won't be turning it around on me. You know what they say, what you don't know don't hurt you. Some people actually live that life. They'd rather not know. And whoever tells them becomes the problem. That was so his cousin. That was so his cousin that he was with in Red Lobster, all laid up, cuddled up. You know how it is. You know how those booths are at Red Lobster. You gonna tell me y'all ain't together when y'all sitting at a booth and both of y'all on the same side of the booth? You know, y'all sitting next to each other, not across from each other. You know, if one of y'all who was sitting on the inside has to go to the bathroom, the other one has to get up. You know. You know. You know. So this is what it is. This is what it is. So watching this situation play out, when it's your son, when it's your daughter, when it's your niece, when it's your nephew, when it's your goddaughter or your godson, when it's the person that you have been instrumental in raising, rearing, coaching, teaching, showing, raising, you know? It's not as easy to turn a blind eye. It's not as easy to look the other way. It can be hard. Real hard, you know what I'm saying? If this was just about sex, it would be one thing. But we're not talking about a tricking situation. We're talking about matters of the heart. This is real shit. People thinking that people have really come back to them. They really want to be with them. They really love them. They really have been out there and seen. They've been around the world and they can't find their baby. And they came back and found you. They went all around the world looking for the best love that they could find, and only to find that the best love was right next door. It was right up under them the whole time. It was right up under them the whole time. That's the way they make you feel. Yeah, I apologize. I apologize for going out there and leaving you lonely and blah, 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 blah. But baby, I'm back. And I'm going to prove to you, I'm going to prove to you that we can be together and that I do want to be with you and that this thing is strong, strong. You know, we all know about the seniors, you know, our old head men. You know how old head men on Social Security and all that kind of stuff, they living off of their pension and whatever. Some of them are getting really good money, decent money every month. They're past the stage where they balling out and spending a lot of money. Some of these young girls probably on drugs. You know, back in the 90s and early 2000s, it was all about them. Let's say your uncle was in his 70s, maybe even his 80s. He getting that good check. He got his little crackhead girlfriend. She in her 30s. Maybe sometimes even in her 20s. He got a little young thing. Now, you know damn well your uncle can't really do nothing with that. Your uncle got a heart condition. He got diabetes. That thing ain't doing nothing. He ain't doing nothing but touching on the memory. Drifting on a memory. Ain't no place I'd rather be than with you. Carol says, they was looking for sugar daddies. Yes, they were. And they was finding them. So your father, your uncle, whoever the old head was, he was looking out for the cookout. Yes, he was. He was looking out for the cookout. Strong. I'm sorry. Let me say it in down south. Scrawl. He was looking out for the cookout. Scrawl. He was paying them bills strongly. He was paying for them drugs. Strong. Oh yeah, she liked to get a little high. You know, she on that stuff. You know, that's what the old heads are saying. Yeah, she on that stuff, but you know. But she a good girl. You looking at this little dirty ass crackhead chick gonna give my uncle AIDS. Yeah, he ain't going to get AIDS. Trust me. Only way he going to get HIV is if he kiss her and you know your uncle ain't doing nothing. He ain't doing nothing. He's damn near wheelchair bound. But I remember the young girls with the old heads on their way to the 3-2 center at the first of the month, around the first of the month. You remember the 3-2 center? Y'all remember in the paper food stamp days? Y'all ain't that old. I mean, y'all ain't that young. The paper food stamp days. Waiting in line at the 3-2 center to get them checks. Get them stamps. The food stamp man is outside. You know, he used to buy the food stamps off of people. This boy got a stack of food stamps like this. Getting money, baby. He was buying food stamps. He was selling food stamps. I always wondered what hustle did the food stamp man employ after the food stamps was gone. What became of the food stamp man? What came of him? What came of him? Carol Chambers says, I sure do remember them 3-2 centers. And Zaddy took them to the 3-2 centers and waited for them. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. He out in the in the old Ford LTD. You remember that car? He in the 75 Ford LTD. What y'all know about that? What y'all know about the Ford LTD? What y'all know, big body. The big body sedan. You know what I mean? That was something like the poor man's Lincoln. He up in the, he in the Ford LTD waiting. So he dropping off, picking up, and providing. Carol said, or a caddy with big white walls. Man, don't get me started. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. It's crazy. Lincoln Continental. Cooping it. But yeah. You know, all of those stories are funny. Until you're seeing somebody that you know victimized. You know, I ain't even want to get into, you know, the IRS auditing, blah, blah, blah. Because that's not really the... That's not really the case anymore when, you know, like Carol was talking about, when they stopped people from being able to claim children that weren't theirs on their taxes, a lot of that auditing, you know, came to a halt. And don't get me wrong, I'm not on the side of the IRS. I'm not on the side of the IRS. I'm not a friend of the IRS. You know what I mean? They're a bunch of robbers. We can't even investigate how they move, or why their rules are the way they are. Yeah, it's the craziest thing. Nobody can question or see the books of the IRS. What kind of mess is that? What kind of mess is that? Carol says, women going with big gold chains. Women going in with big gold chains and such. To say that they were ghetto fabulous is an understatement. To say that they were ghetto fabulous was an understatement, baby. But this is something we got to deal with. This is something that we had to deal with, you know what I'm saying? Daily Go Get a Mism Show. We about to do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs that we need to do. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. February 2nd, Groundhog Day, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Our friend, mi favorita, Carol Chamberlain. Happy birthday to you, ma. Thank you for being a friend. Do, 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 do. Round, round, back again. My heart is true. You're a friend and a confidant. Do, do, do. All right. And also, Monique Whittington. Go get her, Monique Whittington. Happy birthday to you. And Yvette McCallum. Turning 37 years old today. And Keisha Johnson, happy birthday to you, Keisha. And Esther Maria Campunsano, turning 31 years old today. And last but not least, Queen Shun, so in love with me, turning 45 years old today. And she's from Memphis, Tennessee. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. February 2nd. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. rock on it, do the damn, the damn, the rock out. Rock on it, do the damn, rock out. Rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. These tax return stories ain't always funny. These tax return memes ain't always fake. These tax return little, sometimes they involve real situations. You know, is it art imitating life or life imitating art? It doesn't matter. You work hard for your money day in, day out, you know, dealing with the BS that comes along with just trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents, make ends meet, keep your head above water, trying to make a better life for yourself. And for those who receive tax rebates, those are the people who aren't making a lot of money. So we're not talking about the rich. Rich people don't get tax. They don't get tax returns. Well, you know, tax return is not even the tax refunds. That's what they don't get. That's the word I'm looking for. They don't get tax refunds. Rich people don't get that because they don't pay that. They don't pay taxes the way we do. They don't fill out 1040s the way we do. So the impact that this situation has on us is not just financial, but it's emotional. You don't want nobody playing around with your heart, you know, trying to get your money. Hey, it is bad enough. You make a whole lot of money and somebody is here nestling up next to you to get what little that you have. That's rough. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Y'all, love y'all right. Like, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. All right. So Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.